Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June the 3rd. The grains closed lower here today, with July corn down 3.25 cents at 7.27, July wheat down 18.25 cents at 10.40, and July beans down 31.5 cents at 16.97¾. The bean oil was up about 41 ticks, with crude oil closing up $2 a barrel at 118.87, and the aftermarket were up another 68 cents or so, closing in on the contract highs we made earlier. I think it was either on Tuesday or Friday last week. We got up to 119.78, contract high is 119.98, so both of them just barely under 120. I think I mentioned this morning I paid $6.80 for gas here around Chicago. That's up about almost a dollar from what I paid about 2 weeks ago. So obviously inflation is still running rampant out here. I don't see anything really stopping it. The export sales this morning certainly didn't help the grains. The news that the Russian Defense Ministry said that exports could start leaving the Black Sea via humanitarian corridors, put some pressure on the market. Belarus said they can offer some transit of grain from Ukraine to the Baltic ports, but they want to be able to do the same for their own grain. And that seems a little bit iffy that they can move both crops. They just don't have the capacity to do that. So I look at these charts, the 10-day cross, the 50-day moving average in July corn here today. That's generally not a good sign. We've got support down around 714, which is the 100-day moving average. But my guess is we're going to test that. The weather looks pretty good for the most part. No real heat, no real drought, except in the southwest where it's been. But the rest of the country looks like it's in really good shape. We'll get some idea on the crop progress reports on Monday night, and they should be pretty healthy. Really not much else here. I just don't see what the only cards the bulls have left, in my opinion, would be huge Chinese buying, which certainly may come in June and August, July and August. A drought, which could come in July and August. Certainly, if one or both of those things hit, we're moving significantly higher. But until we have proof that that's going to happen, you know, I think you've got to be a little bit wary of this grain market and what can happen in June. I remember in 1983, we had hot and dry weather all June. We're talking about 95 to 100 degree weather. And we still made our lows the day before the acreage report. That was the PIC acreage. If you remember, if you're old enough to remember the PIC program, that was the first year of that. And we opened up higher, closed limit up. And we were kind of off to the races. Then when we came back from the 4th of July holiday, it was hot and dry. And, you know, we tacked on $2 or $3 to the bean market pretty quickly out there. So could that happen again, make lows toward the end of the month here in June, and then have a big rally in July and August? It's certainly possible. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.